Sechet Makis Perek Gimel Mishnah Yedalei Ba Kore Kore. While the person is receiving the Malkis, the Gadol Sheva Dayanim, the most prominent of the Dayanim, would read the following Psukim. As the most prominent of the Dayanim would read Psukim, the second most prominent would count the Makis, and the third most prominent of the Dayanim, after each Malka, he would instruct the person giving the Malkis to hit him again. He would say, Hiko, go ahead and hit him again. Now the Psukim that the Kore reads are, Imlo Tishmor Lasos. The Pasuk says that if you aren't careful to do the mitzvot, the hipla Hashem es makoscha, the eis makos darecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will multiply your makis and the makis of your children. V'chozer l'tchilas hamikra. After you finish the psukim, if the person is still receiving the makis, he would go ahead and start reading the psukim again. And if he finishes again and the guy still hasn't finished getting the makis, he would go ahead and read it again. U'shamartim et divrei habrisazos. Some people have in the Mishnah that instead of going back to the tchilas hamikra after the pasuk of the hipla, he would read this pasuk of that you should keep this covenant. V'chosem, and the final pasuk he would read is V'hu rachum yichaper avon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful and forgives sin. V'choser l'tchilas hamikra, and those that have these psukim in the Mishnah, they hold that after reading these psukim, if the person did not yet finish getting malchus, the person who is reading the psukim would go ahead and read these psukim again. V'inmeis tachas yado patur. If, while the person is giving him the malchus, the person who is receiving the Malkus dies from the Malkus, then the person who is giving the Malkus is Pater. As this is an Onet, he would not have thought of it. Matter of fact, he was doing a mitzvah by giving him Malkus, so therefore, there is no Chiyuv Golos. Hosif lo od retsua achas v'meis, harezeh gola al yado. But if the person giving him the Malkus, by mistake, gives him one extra Malkus, it gives him 40 instead of 39, or if the person was evaluated beforehand that he could receive only 18 or some other number, and it gave him one extra, he gave him 19 malchus, and the person died because of that, then, since he killed him, the shogeg, he is chayav to go into gullus. This is not considered an onet, as he should have been careful to make sure that he hits him only 39 times. Niskalko bein berei bein b'mayim pater. If the person receiving the malchus, from the fear of the malchus, loses control and makes himself dirty with either soa or with Meiraglion, he is pater from getting any more malchus, as this is a big disgrace and an embarrassment, and this embarrassment is in place of the malchus he would have received. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Ha'ish Berei V'Ha'isha Bamayim. Rabbi Yehuda says an ish is only pater from malchus if he dirties himself with soa, and this is a great embarrassment, and therefore he is pater. But an isha, if she dirties herself with Meiraglion, that's enough of an embarrassment for an isha who's more easily embarrassed, and the embarrassment would be in place of the malchus, as she would be patur from receiving any more malchus. Sechet Makis Perek Gimel Mishnah Tesvav Kol Chayav Krisa Shalaku Niftaru Yidei Krisos. All people that do a lav in the Torah in which there is a chiyuv karis, and they got malchus for it, as for every lav in which there is a chiyuv karis, there is also a chiyuv malchus. As soon as they receive the malchus, they are no longer chayav karis; they are patur from karis. Shenemar v'nikla achicha. And we learn from this pasuk, Kishelaka Harehu Ka'achich. As soon as a person gets Malkus, we consider him your brother. Because as soon as he got Malkus, he is Pater from Karis. Since he did Tshuva, his Avera is forgiven, so therefore he is your brother. Dibre Rav Hananiah ben Gamliel. These are the words of Rav Hananiah ben Gamliel. Amar Rav Hananiah ben Gamliel, Rav Hananiah ben Gamliel continues. Mai ma'over Avera achas noto nafsho alei. If we find by somebody who does an avera that we take away his nefesh for an avera in which there is a chiyav misa, either misa b'dei shemayim or misa b'dei adam or a chiyav karis, so certainly somebody who does a mitzvah, we should give him back his nefesh as midah tova meruba. The reward for a mitzvah is much greater than the punishment for an avera. So therefore, this person that did an avera in which we take away his nefesh, now that he did a mitzvah, that Beis Din gave him malchus, this is a mitzvah, so therefore we should give him back his nefesh. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Hananiah ben Gamliel holds that a person who receives malchus is no longer chayav karis. Since he did a mitzvah by getting the malchus, we now give him back his nefesh. Rabbi Shimon Oimer min komo hu lamed. Rabbi Shimon says, we don't need to learn this out from a Kal v'chomer. We can learn this out from the psukim by a chiyuv karis itself. Shenemar, as the psukim says, v'nichrasu hanefashos ha'osos, says that somebody who is ba'al and erva, he would get karis. V'omer asher yasa osam ha'adam, b'chai behem. And the pasuk says that a person should not do these averas, so therefore he would live by them. Hako hayoshiv below avar avera, nominin lo schar kose mitzvah. From the fact that the pasuk says that a person who is not ba'al an erba b'chai behem, we learn from here that somebody who sits and doesn't do an avera, this person who is not ba'al an erba, we give him a schar as if he did a mitzvah. So from here we see that somebody who does a mitzvah, or even if he just sits and doesn't do an avera, which is considered a mitzvah, b'chai behem, we give him his nefesh. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Omer, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe says, Harehu Omer, the pasuk says, Rak chazak levilti echo hadam, ki hadam hu anefesh. Strengthen yourself so that you should not eat dam, as dam is a nefesh, so therefore you should not eat it. Umayim hadam, shenakshu so adam kotza mimenu. Haporesh mimenu mekaboschar. If we find by dam that a person is disgusted by it and wouldn't want to eat it anyway, but somebody who does not eat it gets rewarded. Gezel the arayas shenafsho sho'odam is avelahem umecham doson. Haporish mehen al achas kama vakama sheyizke lo uledorosov uledoros dorosov ad sof kol hadoros. Gezel and arayas, that a person's nefesh desires them and very much wants them. Somebody who sits and does not do these averes, most certainly that he will merit in his generations and the generations that follow him until the end of the world, they will merit to get a lot of schar for these mitzvahs that he was not over on what the Torah says.